We plummeted in free fall through a rain of sulfuric acid, buffeted by savage winds. Lightning exploded here and there, flashing behind the yellowish clouds. We didn't feel a thing. In our mechanized drop suits, we were as cut off from the surrounding environment as if we were still up on the Sol Federation dropship high above Venus. For me and my partner, Gabriel Anderson, descending at unnerving speed toward the surface of a hellish planet was just another day at the office. Less than an hour before the drop, we'd been in the briefing room, rubbing the sleep out of our eyes. Or maybe that was just me. Gabe had looked well-rested and refreshed, with his gray goatee all neatly trimmed and combed. When he saw me stumble in with bleary eyes and unshaven cheeks, he shook his head and sighed. I probably looked like I had barely woken up in time for the meeting, and that was more or less true. This wasn't the time to think about that, however. We were about to take the plunge to the surface, and before long we'd have much more immediate concerns than proper decorum. "Morning, Tycho," said Gabriel, standing in the briefing room. His expression, as usual, was just slightly mischievous. In the depths of space, day and night had no meaning. Morning was pretty much whenever you rolled yourself out of your bunk. I smiled a little. "If you say so. Did you get any other details about this assignment? I mean, it's Venus. When was the last time an inner colony needed orbiter intervention?" He shrugged. "I haven't heard anything yet. It's probably nothing." "They don't bring us in for nothing," I reminded him. The conversation ended abruptly as Commander Urich entered, frowning slightly at my unkempt appearance. Gabriel would most likely hear about it later, and then I'd get a lecture. Circle of life. As the senior arbiter in our drop team, it was his job to make sure I upheld the standards. Nothing I could do about it now, though. The commander pointed at the wall, and the big board lit up, showing an image of the clouds of Venus just below our ship. It was a sobering picture. That swirling mass of sulfur dioxide and acidic rain above a planet hot enough to melt human flesh. I'd done plenty of these combat missions, but it was hard to believe that I'd be out there, in that, in just a few minutes. Commander Urich looked directly at us.
"Listen up, gentlemen. Insertion will follow directly after this mission briefing. Here's what we know of the situation."
Gabriel frowned.
"What we know of it, sir? Are you saying we're limited on data?"
The commander nodded.
"That's right. Intel is sparse on this one. Mission location is Tower 7, population 520,000, approximately."
The big board changed, showing an image of the colossal structure that stretched up from the swirling clouds. It was weirdly beautiful. A twisted spiral of gleaming lights that soared to a sharp peak so high in the sky it was almost terrifying. It made me proud to think that we humans had built something like that. Venus was hell, but we'd made a good home here, a civilization. Commander Urich continued.
"This image is from 12 hours ago. Here's how it looks right now."
The board changed again, and Gabriel's jaw dropped a little. Mine probably did too. The whole tower was dark, like something you'd see in a nightmare. A black mountain looming silently over a dead planet. It didn't look like anything had ever lived there or ever could. Gabriel shook his head.
"What happened?"
Urich's voice was gruff.
"That's your mission, to find out. That and to try to get the lights back on before the people inside suffocate. You've got 36 hours to get the tower's systems functioning again, or we'll have to come back here with 500,000 or so body bags. Plus two for you. There's no extraction here until the mission's accomplished. Too many lives on the line, too many unknowns."
This seemed like a situation for an entire regiment, not a team of two men. We would have everything we needed, and our skills and training were the leading edge, but even so. I stuck my hand up like a schoolchild, and Urich frowned.
"Yes, Barrett. Shouldn't we go in hard, sir? I mean, 520,000 people...
He shook his head.
"You know the protocol. One crisis, one drop team. There just aren't enough arbiters nearby, and with thousands of colonies, you know how it is. There's no point in bitching about it, you're all we can spare. Blame budget cuts."
Ever since the boson aperture's revolutionized space travel, the Sol Federation had been stretched far too thin. A handful of elite arbiters were expected to keep 7 planets and thousands of colonies from descending into lawless chaos. We were peacekeepers, after all, and our job was to do exactly that. It just wasn't sustainable. But sticking to the one crisis, one drop team rule in this situation verged on criminal recklessness. Or so it seemed to me. Gabriel flashed me a look, a warning that said, "We aren't the ones who make these decisions, now shut your mouth." So I shut my mouth, and the commander went back to the mission briefing.
"We do have this recording. The man you're looking at is Nightwatch Commander Auguste Marcin, top law enforcement officer for Tower 7.
The face that appeared on the board looked almost predatory, like a hungry bird in human form. His hair was white and combed back away from his face. He was dressed impeccably, more like a titan of industry than a chief of police. His eyes were intense, verging on something more than that, something vaguely disturbing. The recording seemed to have been pulled from Tower 7's video feed just before the blackout. Looking directly into the camera, Marcin smiled just slightly. His voice was cultured yet commanding, although his words were close to meaningless.
"Fellow citizens," he began, "we are still hoping to avoid any unnecessary ugliness. The intrinsic immortality of the men beyond the machine is too strong to withstand alone. We must go together, all of us. To those who have heeded my instructions, stay in your homes. With your cooperation, the distribution can still complete with some degree of dignity.